This is John O'Day, Wixie. ABC News. President Nixon gets out of the hospital today, and he may have a reply to the Watergate Committee's request for those White House tape recordings.
The president has under consideration a plan which would permit selected portions of the White House tapes to be released to the public. It's been learned that senior advisors have recommended to the president that he name an outside neutral observer to monitor the sections of the tapes which deal with alleged wrongdoing, and then he would decide what portions should be released.
Under Phase 4, beef prices are still frozen, but the freeze ends in September. Because of that, very little beef is going to market now. And in Detroit, meatpacker Donald Slotkin says this is going to drive up prices quite a bit.
Beef people are virtually up in arms. They're withholding their livestock from the market. The packers that are killing beef are not offering it for consumption. There may be an extreme beef shortage within the next week.
Milk prices have been rising, and the president of the Milk Producers Association tells why.
The basic reason for it is the additional feed cost that the producer has. Our feed costs have risen 48% since a year ago. And this is basically because the grain concentrate price has gone up that much because of foreign trade and selling of grain to foreign countries.
Ford and General Motors say they plan to ask for price hikes on the 74 cars totaling as much as $150 per automobile.
This is Ed Rush, guiding eyes for the blind for Wixie Radio. If you wish independence and mobility through the services of a guide dog, remember, freedom has 4 feet. You can get information on Guiding Eyes for the Blind through Guiding Eyes for the Blind, Yorktown Heights, New York.
The bill that would raise the minimum wage has been passed in the Senate despite the threat of a presidential veto.
Republicans tried vainly to scale down the increase, arguing it could add to inflation and unemployment. The measure would boost the minimum wage for most covered workers to $2 this year, on to $2.20 next year. The House has passed a similar bill, though it could be killed when it reaches the president's desk.
An expectant mother in Columbia, South Carolina, says her doctor told her if she did not pay her bill, she would be sterilized. An investigation has been started to see if welfare mothers are being pressured into sterilization by their doctors. Wixie weather today and tonight, 60% chance of rain, high today 85, low tonight 65. Saturday, 50% chance of rain, high 75. The air pollution alert continues this morning. Cleveland temperature, 74 degrees.